friends thought the potato was weird. I called it Sam. Sam was a potato. Probably was a potato all of his life. And Sam was my friend. I kept Sam with me in my backpack all through school. But when I say all through school, I meant like through, my entire school day for about 3 weeks until Sam started getting sick. Sam started turning colors and getting soft and leaking juices. And I didn't know what to do with Sam. And I knew that down the street from our house, there was a creepy house that supposedly had a wizard or magician or ceremonial something or other. And I took my potato over there, wondering if there was some sort of magic spell I could get to make my potato healthy again. But nobody was home, and it didn't look like anybody had been home for a while. I found a book, though. It had strange words in it, and it seemed to be handwritten by one or three people, I don't know. The handwriting changed over time. I don't know if it was like one person who wrote the whole thing or if there were different people, because the handwriting significantly changed with these breaking points. So like around about a third of the way through, then a totally different handwriting showed up, and then totally different handwriting again. Anyway, there was a spell about bringing back, the dead, but I didn't do that one because, my potato wasn't dead. It was just sick. I just needed to heal Sam, not like raise him from the dead like some sort of potato zombie. That's crazy pants. So I looked at healing spells, and there was one where I could drain the life out of one thing to make another live longer. And I probably should have been concerned or cautious, but there was a kid in school who always used to make fun of Sam, and according to the spell, I didn't need anything like super weird. I just needed some of his spit, and he threw spitballs at me all the time, so that seemed pretty straightforward to get. And well, the spell worked, and Sam, my potato, is totally healthy. Healthier than I've ever seen a potato in my life. Healthy enough where, what used to be little potato spots grew little nubbins for legs and stuff, and Sam actually talks to me in human language now, and it's a little bit disturbing. But that bully didn't come to school today. I've heard that he's taken ill, some sort of strange rot. The CDC's gotten involved. I've seen the tents up all over his house. They're looking for the source. Apparently it's spread. I didn't know it could spread. I just wanted my potato to get better. But the CDC's pretty smart. Maybe they'll heal him. At least, they'll keep the rest of the neighborhood from getting infected. All I know is my potato is one Smart Spud. And we've been having some really great times. He's been helping me with my homework. And he's been drawing and making paintings. And he wants to apply for college, but I still think that's a silly thing. He is a kind of a potato, but he just gets so mad at me sometimes. Makes me a little scared. He reminds me of that bully sometimes, to be honest. But that can't be right. I just used his life essence. It's not like I used his personality, or his, certainly not like a soul or something. But it's so weird. Hey, Sam. How are you doing? What? Is that a knife?